in the limelight.
The recent meeting in Moscow between Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his Russian host Vladimir Putin was a shock to the terrorists. Whether those operating as mercenaries in the Levant or those directing them from the US, the oil-rich Arab states occupy Palestine and certain West European capitals. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by the staff of Kayhan International. This article is published under the heading Assad-Putin Summit Sounds Death Knell for Terrorists. Stay tuned for more. The recent meeting in Moscow between Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his Russian host, Vladimir Putin, was a shock to the terrorists. Whether those operating as mercenaries in the Levant or those directing them from the United States, the oil-rich Arab states occupied Palestine and certain West European capitals. It was a warm meeting between two friendly heads of sovereign independent states, who reviewed their vital cooperation and, of course, planned for future action for reconstruction of Syria and for liberation of the last remaining parts of that country under occupation from uninvited armies of the US and Turkey. Russia recently arranged for the return to complete control of the Damascus government of Dara on the borders of Jordan, where sedition was first sparked in 2011 and devilishly exploited by the West and reactionary Arabs to plunge Syria into a 10-year crisis. Now, with the terrorists and their dependents transported to the occupied parts of Idlib in the northwest for the final push out from Syria, the local population that was displaced all these years is streaming back to their hometown. And with newfound confidence that no mischief mongers would ever be allowed in the future to disturb the peace of their hometowns, Jordan has been served notice that under any pretext, it would not be allowed to manipulate the suspicious elements lingering in its so-called refugee camps for causing cross-border tension, and this means the Americans and the Persian Gulf Arabs should also be careful about any misstep. Putin, in his long meeting with Assad that was later joined by Syrian Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad and Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, felicitated his guest on winning the recent presidential elections, said, "Foreign armed forces that remain in certain regions of your country without the approval of the United Nations and without your permission have no right to stay." It means the presence of the American troops on Syrian soil is illegal and undesirable and should immediately end for the sake of peace and stability. It also meant that the U.S. sanctions on sovereign, independent Syria are nothing but a form of economic and political terrorism against the charter of the world body. It should be noted that over the past decade, as many as 500,000 Syrians have been slaughtered by the macabrely murderous terrorists who have destroyed towns and cities and displaced 5 million people from their homes and hearth, in addition to driving out a number of people to eke a miserable life in neighboring Turkey or end up as unwanted and mistreated refugees in parts of Europe. President Bashar al-Assad, as he said in his inaugural re-election speech last month, is greatly indebted to the Islamic Republic of Iran for its timely help in defeating the terrorists and facilitating the arrival on request of the heroic forces of Lebanon's legendary anti-terrorism movement, the Hezbollah. It was Iran which also worked out cooperation between Damascus and Moscow for invitation of Russian troops in 2006 in order to offset the illegal presence of the U.S. forces. It should be recalled that President Assad had visited Tehran on a landmark visit on February 25, 2019, and met with the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, thanks to the efforts of that great diplomat and field commander against terrorism, Qasem Soleimani, whom the U.S. criminally martyred in January 2020 in Baghdad.